special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Port Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Welcome, Indian fans, for a beautiful Friday evening of baseball out here at Sidney Lehman Catholic Ball Field. As the Indians are the visiting team out here, say we'll run through the lineup here as first pitch is about to start with Cade Wendell starting at shortstop, Will Holman in center, Ben Holman at second, Nick Thwaites out in left field, Reese Rogers playing first, Cody Shinneberry behind the plate, Ethan Shane out in right field. Got Drew Mullenkamp on the mound, the sophomore pitcher, as Ian Holman is DHing for him. And Riley Post batting ninth and playing third. I'm Cole Wendell, and I got my partner Ryan Braun over here. And looks like first pitch is on our way. It looks like actually a good day for baseball for once, Ryan.
Yeah, same. We got the sun to our back.
Now batting before recovery.
Let's see if we can get their lineup.
Slight breeze. Actually, I do have their lineup. So
okay.
We'll throw it here after this inning. So on the mound for them is Drew Barhorst, sophomore. The Indians coming to this game at 11-3 and tied for first, three-way tie in the MAC at a record of 4-1. Fastball called strike one for Cade Wendell. Taking a ball for 1-1 count. Say, Coldwater Cavaliers got beat the other night along with Brazales took another loss, but Coldwater's loss helped us give us a tie for first.
Say, big win for the Indians over Brazales in the week.
That was, and then nice little game last night. Big rip. Click center fielder's chasing it down. Caught. Okay, with a deep fly ball out the right center field, and the center fielder Owen Smith went out and chased that one down. Ronnie said you played him in football this year.
Oh, yeah. O.P. Smith, I think he's going to Dayton to play some football next year. But happened to catch a game-winning slant on him this year. So got a little dirt to talk with him, I guess.
That'll bring up the center fielder Will Holman to the plate. Taking the ball in the dirt for ball one.
The Indians broke out the purple jerseys tonight. Those look pretty nice.
They did, say. Finally changed it up for once.
Yeah, we'll change.
Big swing and a miss. Strike one for Willie. Say, Lehman Catholic is coming in this game at 6-4. As Will swings the next pitch and looks like an easy fly ball for the center fielder for two away. And that'll bring up your second baseman, Ben Holman.
Now batting for recovery, Holman.
Go, Ben. So Lehman's got a few sophomores and a few freshmen playing for him, so
young
nice young team here. Yep. Ben takes ball one up in the zone. Swings at the next pitch. Ground ball to second baseman. Second baseman fields it. Throws it the first for third out of the inning. The Indians will go down in order, 1, 2, and 3, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the first inning, 0-0.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I've been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
All right, leading off for Lehman Catholic here in the bottom of the first inning is the second baseman, Tyler Lachey, followed by the shortstop, Alex Keller. Batting third, Bryce Kennedy, the first baseman. Batting fourth, Jared Magoteau, the third baseman, followed by Owen Smith, the center fielder. Let's see, batting sixth is RJ Bertini, the catcher. DHing tonight is Ryan Schmidt, DHing for the left fielder Bradley Haynes. Playing right field, batting eighth is Mitchell Solman, and running out the orders of pitcher Drew Barhorst. We've got Drew Mullenkamp on the mound here for us, for our Indians. First pitch is swing and a little fly ball to Ben Holman up second base for the first out of the inning there.
Now batting for the Cavaliers, Alex Kelly.
This is Drew's second varsity start, I believe.
Yeah, he pitched against Houston. Pitched a pretty good game.
He's been pitching well for JV. He's a small little guy, but throws a lot harder than you would think for his size. Got a little good little curveball. There's ball just inside.
He's pretty consistent, too. I think he's pretty good at painting the strike zone.
Ball two. Little up, say. Yep, so he's pretty quick, too. So he's had a good track career and cross-country career as well. Next pitch is a little up as well. Make count 3-0. Here in the two-hole, Alex Keller. Alex Keller, freshman for Sydney, one of the few freshmen that they have on the starting lineup. Next pitch coming in for called strikes. The batter didn't quite agree with that one. Started walking us first.
He was on his way.
Say Sidney Lehman, coached by Dave King. Say he's been their coach for about as long as I've known him. Next pitch, ball four in the dirt. The walk. Keller, which that will bring up Bryce Kennedy, the first baseman for the Cavaliers. Ball one in the dirt. So, yeah, so it'll be interesting how Indians go about it tomorrow. It's a doubleheader tomorrow, so they've been rough on pitching.
Yeah, say they need some arms, so I can see why Drew's getting the start here.
I saw they called up Ryan Post, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him go next.
And I think even they dressed Riley Will tonight. So
did they?
Congratulations to him on his first. See if he gets put in the game tonight.
Ball up, make it 2-0.
I was just waiting to air cut.
Next pitch, called strike. Make the count 2-1 here. This kid using a wood bat, it looks like.
He might be. That's a bold move, Cotton. That's all I got.
Ooh. Called strike. Right on the outside corner there. Make the count 2-2 here for the 3-hole. Bryce Kennedy.
Say a pretty built first baseman.
He is.
Kennedy is.
Pretty sick.
Know where you're going, infield.
Next pitch, a little high. Just missed releasing that curveball there. The count full here. It's one out, runner on first. It'd be interesting to see how Drew does in these little pinches whenever he gets guys on. Maintains composure. Ooh, just a bit outside. put runners there on first and second. Bring up the third baseman, Jared Magoteau.
Good defense.
He's also using the wooden bat.
That walk puts runners on first and second. Still is one down here. A big swing and a miss, strike one. The Indians defensively have Reese Rogers at first, Ben Holman at second, Cade at short, Riley Post at third, with Nick Twaits in left, Will Holman in center, Ethan Chain in right, with Cody behind the plate. Second pitch just a bit outside, ball one. Even account, one and one. Next pitch with a strike, painting that outside corner.
There we go.
They're just joining us. The Indians went down 1-2-3 in the top half of the first inning, and we're here. Bottom is first with two on, one out. The 1-2 count here on the batter. Ball a little high. Looks like he's missing high quite a bit here.
Yeah, say it's not usual for him, but Indians need an out.
Another one right at the neck. Say make the count full here.
He needs this one.
Say, especially after getting ahead early on this guy.
Say make your defense make a play if you have to.
Big swing and miss, strike three.
That was some high cheese there, too.
Magoteau. That'll bring up the UD Fire commit, the center fielder, Owen Smith. There's two outs here with runners on first and second yet.
Two outs, defense.
If I recall, he was Sidney Lamont's running back, too.
Yep, I believe you're right.
I think so. Pretty good athlete.
Takes first pitch for ball one. It's nice facility out here. So they've got banners out in right field. Got soccer field out in left side of us and tennis courts behind us. And
we got a nice little score box, too. And
I'm pretty sure our girls are playing over there, too.
Yeah, say I saw some softball parents, so I didn't know that.
Ooh. Takes that one right to the helmet there. So that hit batter there. That will load the bases. As Owen Smith heads down to first, Bryce Kennedy moves to second, Alex Keller moves to third. That'll bring up the catcher, RJ Bertini. But Jerry Kalp's going to go talk to his young sophomore pitcher here. They've got two outs here. This be big for Mr. Drew Mullen. Can't work his way out of this. Build up his confidence quite a bit. So yeah, like you said, Drew did have one outing against Houston, brought to varsity level, and he pitched pretty well that night.
Yeah, he seemed to, like I said, he had pretty good control that night. I'm struggling to find it tonight, but
yep. So we got a little better ball team out he's playing against, and be a good challenge for him.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they had the same pitching combo tonight with bringing in Ryan Post like they did that night. So.
Yes, about you think they about have to, because they have to save guys for two more games yet tomorrow, and then
that's a.
Then Monday, Walpock. First pitch, ball just a tad bit high again. See the batter here, RJ Bertini.
There we go.
Strike on the outside corner. Even account, one and one. Two outs here, bases loaded. So you see some defense can't make a play here. Ball just a tad bit outside, it looked like. So it looks like Ryan Post is in the bullpen warming up right
already.
Now.
Already.
Swing, baseball hit middle. Cade fields it, flips it to Ben at second for the third out of the inning.
That's big.
The Indians avoid trouble there and get out of that inning as that's the end of the first. Score is 0-0.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Ford Escape. It has lots of options, including backup camera and Bluetooth. It has 34,000 miles, and it's priced at only $15,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're back here at the top of the second inning at Lehman Catholic Ball Field. Its tie score is 0-0 here. Leading off for your Indians is center or left fielder Nick Thwaites, followed by Reese Rogers and Cody Shinneberry. So Neil just came over with some news from the girls' field on the other side of us. So what was it, Lydia Wenning?
Lydia Wenning hits a 3-run shot in the first inning is what Neil informed us.
Takes that first pitch right down the middle and lines out to the center fielder.
Say, girls softball's out to a heck of a start too.
They have, say, had a winning record starting out the year, 3-1, I think, right away.
I think they're still, I don't know, the last time I heard, I think it was 4-1 or 5-1. And
they had a big Mac win against St. Henry early in the year. So it's always good to beat them.
Yeah, say, they're on the climb. Let's just put that.
First pitch to Reese Rogers, a little bit outside. 5-0, top of the third is the update from the girls' field over there. Next pitch to Reese is curveball for a called strike. A little backdoor curveball there.
Reese has been seeing the ball pretty well lately.
He's been pretty hot lately.
A lot of good at-bats.
Next pitch taken also for a curveball. Makes count 1-2 here with catcher Cody Shinneberry on deck. So Cody's another guy who's been started out a little bit slow, but he's been playing well lately.
And that's big. We need that bottom half of the lineup to get on base.
Ripped by Reese Rogers right between the first and second baseman out to right field. So that'll be first hit of the ball game here and first hit for Reese. On a day. Now it'll put Cody up to the plate with Reese on first. The right fielder, Ethan Shane, on deck.
Saying we got Jerry Kalt down at third base coaching him up, and Jeff Wendell down on the first baseline. So. If there's no Harold Feely tonight.
Say, it almost looks like it, you would think.
Yeah. So.
Otherwise, you'd be able to hear him.
Yeah, say, Big Fee must be up to something. Maybe he's with Bubba and Dave somewhere.
Cody last night had the perfect bunt, but he just couldn't quite beat it out. Right down a third baseline. They fielded perfectly. Hits the second baseman. Second baseman
troubles
it. Couldn't go to second. Tried to go to first, but he bobbled it again. It's Cody. Reaches on an E4.
Not bad for the Indians, Shane.
That'll move with Ben over to second. Ramp to the plate, the right fielder, Ethan Shane. With Ian Holman on deck, as he is DHing for the pitcher, Drew Mullenkamp. So Ethan's another guy we got to get on track. So he said that bottom lineup needs to get going.
Yeah.
Whenever they are going, we're deadly.
I mean, lately it seems like he's been putting a charge on the wall, but yep. he's hitting it right at him. So you feel for him, but you got to find a way to get that ball on the ground.
It's called strike one in the outside corner there for Ethan. Makes count 0-1 here with one out. Larice playing around with the pitcher a little bit out to second base. This pitcher steps off. I feel like it just keeps on getting warmer and warmer out here. It's sun on the back. So no wind.
It feels pretty good.
Can't complain. That's what we've been going through.
Yeah, exactly. We'll take them.
Ball one for Ethan. Curveball. Just a bit inside. In the dirt. It's a good stop there by the catcher. Pitch count. 3-1.
From the sounds of it, it sounds the Indian dugout's having some fun down there.
Ethan takes this rip, flies it out the left field. Foul ball. I feel like Hillies gets one or two of those a game where absolutely crushes it. Then the bean foul. Oh. 3-1. This looks like the Indian dugout thinks it's 3-2, but the umpire said it was 3-1. I thought he called that first pitch for a strike, but...
Yeah, I thought so, too.
So you have their dugout yelling 3-2 also, so I don't know what's going on.
They've had three balls up on the scoreboard for the last three pitches, it seems like.
The on-base umpire had it right, so it was 3-2. 3-2 count. The guy behind the plate missed one, it looks like.
Yeah, say I.
On his clicker. 3-2 to count here for Ethan Shane. And a pitch. Curveball. Good little battle here. He hits it off left field. Got one out yet here. Cody on first, Reese on second.
It'd be nice to have a couple runs on the board. Make our sophomore pitcher feel a little more confident.
Yep, I agree.
A little
with
more
that.
Comfortable.
Get him a lead.
Yeah, get him a little cushion.
It's a shot out the left field. Left fielder just foul. Wow. That looked.
I thought that was a fair ball, but.
I didn't think it was going to be anywhere close to that foul line. That wind, a little bit of wind out there, just kept on pushing it foul. Just missed the left fielder's glove, and that wasn't fair. It was just foul. It was pretty close.
Yeah, it was right on the line, I thought. But
Ethan Shane here, staying alive yet. For his seventh pitch of the at-bat. Ethan looking to get the first run here across the board for Indians. Pitch.
Fouls it off. He's still battling with a full count here.
Come on, Ethan.
One out in the inning.
It's what you like to see out of one of your senior batters up here.
Now he just needs to poke one somewhere. Get us a hit. Base hit ball four, as they say.
Pitch.
Oh. Check swing.
Check swing. Ball in fair play. Pitcher fields it. Toss it first baseman for the second out of the inning, but it does move the runners over to second and third with the DH, Ian Homan, up to the plate.
Not batting for the Indians.
I say, I don't know. Looked like a ball, and he kind of check swinged it. End up hitting a little squibbler down to the first baseman.
So Ian Homan had a big hit Tuesday night. It's a big 2 RBI base hit to end up giving us the win.
Yeah, he's been catching a lot of praise. I didn't make it through that game, but
That was one heck of a game. So I listened to it, and it was exciting listening to the two D1 pitching commits starting, and then...
Oh, I can believe it.
The game lived up to a tie.
So did all the runs come in the ninth?
Yep.
I thought that's what someone said. So, yeah, geez. I don't know if that was eight boring innings of baseball or not, but with Nick and Cool Knee Camp on the mound, I'm sure it was pretty interesting.
So Ian Holman takes the first pitch. Curveball for a strike. Next pitch, also a curveball. So Ian's a bigger kid, so most guys aren't going to take him flightly, and I don't think he wants to give him a fastball here. This guy's in scoring position here. First base open.
He can hit when he wants, so we'll see. He'll continue to develop as a player and be a... I think he'll be an asset to Jerry Kalb in the next two seasons.
Fastball up in the chest. Taking it for ball two. Looks like Sidney Lehman's side doesn't like that call, but I don't think it's been a called strike yet tonight.
Yeah, I'd say it.
Next pitch, ball high by the head. 3-1 count. Free and Hellman. First base is empty. There's runners on second and third. Riley Post, the third baseman on deck.
Yeah, look, hoping to chalk up a run here.
A pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Brings us to a full count.
Still here, Ian. Pitch, foul back. Keep the count here at full. So we've got a decent little Fort Recovery fan base here.
Yeah, we got
quite a bit of people who traveled tonight.
And Layman brought out quite a few people, yep. So.
Hey, it's a beautiful Friday evening for
always
the ball
nice
game. Payoff pitch here. Swing and miss. Strike three. And that'll end the top half of the second inning as the score remains 0-0.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
All right, we're back here at the bottom of the second inning here. Lehman Catholic Tigers bring up their DH, Ryan Schmidt, followed by Mitchell Solomon. And batting third is their pitcher, Drew Barhorst. Score here remains 0-0 as the Indians left two on at last inning. Drew Mullenkamp back out on the mound for the Indians. First pitch called for strike one.
That's a good sign.
Next pitch swung, ball's out the right field. Ethan Shane camping under it for the first out of the inning. That's a big first out there for the sophomore pitcher. That'll bring up their right fielder, Mitchell Solomon. They drew, struggled a little bit to find a strike zone in first as, well, base were loaded. Walked them, bases loaded. But he ended up getting out of that. So hopefully that kind of builds up his confidence. But, first pitch to Mr. Solomon. Right at the ankle for hit by pitch. So I'll put him on first. That'll bring the sophomore pitcher up, Drew Barhorst, with their top lineup on deck. So the inning schedule, like we've been saying, is pretty packed this next coming week. So they got a doubleheader tomorrow at Rushi. Pitcher bunts it back to the pitcher. Or the batter bunts it back to the pitcher as Drew throws it over to first. For the second out of the inning, that'll move Solomon to second and bring up the leadoff second baseman, Tyler Lachey. Yeah, and then we're home against Walpock on Monday, and then two big MAC games this week at Parkway, and then versus the other number one team in the MAC, Coldwater, on Thursday.
That's a big one. The Indians still in the race. So
that is also home, so
come out and
it'll be a good one to watch.
For sure. I'd say their ace is Frilling this year.
Yep.
I think.
Yep.
So I'd say
pretty well.
I'd say you'd probably see him on the mound Thursday and probably Twaitsey on the mound Thursday.
Say second pitch to Lachey is a little high for count 2-0 with Keller, their shortstop, on deck. Ball three, a little up. That's Cody. Calls time to go talk to his young pitcher. Maybe tell him to calm down a little bit.
Just needs to put her in the strike zone.
Just a bit inside for ball four. I'll put runners on first and second here.
Now batting for the Cavaliers, Alex Keller.
Can't get ahead here on this batter. But.
Yes, he does. Say, get that confidence back and
he needs to find that groove.
Go get that third out.
Still throwing quite a bit of high pitches.
First pitch, batter swings at it and fouls it off up to the football field in right field. Drew starts off ahead, 0-1. Little check swing, and the umpire said, yes, he did go. To make the count 0-2 here.
Two strikes and two outs. Ryan Post is out there throwing again.
Curveball just a bit outside. He sort of chased the last two, so wanted to see if he'd still be chasing maybe.
I like it.
Makes count 1-2 here for Drew. Fastball just a bit outside. It looked good from here.
But hoping he'd chase it, but.
Yeah, this is wild out on the scoreboard right now for Drew. Pitch. Batter swings it and fouls it off again. Out of play. Some batter here looking to try to stay alive. Freshman batter here. As we said, they're a younger team. Got a few seniors and juniors. Also mixed some quite a bit of freshmen and sophomores. Pitch. Ball hit hard to second baseman Ben as he scoops it and jogs over to second.
See? You are a cowboy. Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Ford Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Electric power, we take it for granted until gone. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalf at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
All right, we're back here, top of the third inning, out here at Sidney Lehman Ball Field. We're still here at a 0-0 ball game, but hoping to change things up a bit here by putting a few runs this inning up on the board.
And both teams have had their chances to chalk up a few runs, but leaving some batters stranded out there.
Hopefully this is the one here. As Riley Post leads off here, followed by the top of the order with Cade Wendell and Will Holman. So Riley's been seeing the ball well. Say he's been having quite a bit of hard hit lineouts lately, but been seeing it well.
And he's been playing well at third too, so that's a good sign for the Indians.
Riley takes ball two in the dirt. Next pitch taken for strike one. So Riley's young sophomore, say last year, didn't he have mono or something all last year?
He had something, I can't recall.
I remember he was out all last year and stepped up this year and took over the third base job. He takes next pitch, ball in the dirt for 3-1 count.
And he's a hard hit in safety in football, so that's another good sign for the tribe. This pitcher might have the slowest. I don't know.
He takes his time.
What do you call it? Wind up? Oh, my.
He's got a little pause in his leg.
Yeah. And just, there's a pause everywhere, I feel like.
Ball inside as Riley walks down to first base here. Lead off the third inning.
How about it for the Indians, Wendell?
So I'll put him on first with the top of the order. It's Cade Wendell up to the plate. Cade flew out to center field his first at bat. With the center fielder Will Holman on deck. Say his pitcher taking his good old time, but Kay don't let him have it here.
It's what they call snail's pace. It's just looks like the runner at first.
So we got a girls softball update. They're leading 6-0 in the fourth inning. If they're adding on yet, they aren't done. Ball low as Riley Post takes off for second, and he slides in there. He's safe. So that was ball one there for Cade. The runner on second now. Hey, we'll see if Jerry bunts Cade over, get Riley to third, or if he...
Yeah, I think I'd give him the green light after the way he drove that ball into...
The whole top of the order was hitting while the first time through. It's the wrong people. Yeah. Slow curveball called in there for strike one. Next count 1-1 here for shortstop Cade Wendell.
Got Willie Holman on deck.
Pitch, another curveball.
fouled Beck. And count one and two.
It's got a little breeze that's starting to come in here. That's just a little bit cold, but yeah. Still overall pretty nice day.
Catcher steps off as Riley has a big old lead out at second base. Dancing around a little bit out there. Pitch. Ball two in the dirt. He's kind of here 2-2. With Will Holman on deck and Benny Holman in the hole.
They got all kinds of stuff going on out here. Tennis matches, yeah. Softball, baseball game. Jeez.
Awesome. Kids playing soccer out there.
Everywhere.
Another pitch. Fouled back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2 here. One thing I've seen so far, it's good that every time I've been down two strikes, I haven't gone down right away yet, so.
Yeah, we're making
some good battles at the plate. So
making
far.
Him throw a few extra pitches, so that is always good.
Pitch, curveball, just a tad bit outside. Riley Post takes advantage of the catcher sleeping out there, say. Riley was halfway off the bag, and the catcher threw it back to the pitcher, didn't look him back, and took off for third as the ball was in the air on his way back to the pitcher. So Riley's now on third as the count is full for the batter, Kay Lundell.
Ooh.
He called a strike three.
Ooh.
On a ball that didn't look like it got below his hands.
That looked a lot like a lot of Drew's pitches in that first inning.
I'm not going to disagree with you there.
Yeah, awful high.
But that'll bring up the center fielder Will Holman there after that called strike. So that wasn't anything. It looked like it's been called strike all night.
Yeah. That's how it goes sometimes, I guess.
Ball takes first one in there for strike one.
We just need Willie to put it somewhere in play here. See if he can't score ourselves a run.
Yep, Riley Will's fast enough out there and puts it anywhere but third baseman. Looks like it should be a run. Since third baseman's playing in. Looks like he's ready for waiting for a bunt too from him.
Looks like an awful big gap between short and third though. So
yep.
I don't know with him playing up like that, but.
Pitcher steps off, looks Riley back again. Count here 0-1 here for Will with one out as Riley Post standing on third base with Ben Holman on deck for the Indians. Curveball swinging strike two for Will. Looked like a nasty little breaker right there.
Fooled him.
0-2 count here for the batter, Mr. Holman.
Steps off again.
So he is definitely not worried about anything else.
Oh, no. I don't think he has anything going on tonight. It's not in too big a hurry.
Pitch, curveball, fouled off. That was another nice little breaker that.
I think it fooled Willie again because I think that was a ball otherwise.
Looked like it was almost about to be in the dirt, too, but.
Oh, he keeps battling, like you said earlier. Want to get two strikes, find a way to foul a couple of them off.
Fastball that Will swings and flies out to the shortstop. Make it to second out of the inning. Which will bring up Ben Holman here with two outs yet as Riley Post is standing on third base.
Yeah, with a runner on third and no outs, we got to find a way to.
I don't disagree with you.
We got to find a way to get this one in.
Especially against the younger pitcher and
team that hasn't been hit well against us yet. And
with us having a young pitcher on the mound. So,
yep.
Got to take advantage of something like this.
It's two outs here. Ben Hellman, second baseman up, with Nick Twaits on deck. And takes first pitch.
And he's been pretty consistent. Pretty consistent bat, too.
Yep. So, been hitting hard and been getting on quite a bit. Come through with a clutch hit right here. Be nice. One other count here for Ben. Next pitch, curveball in there for a called strike one. If curveball's got a little bit of a sharp break, and we saw with Will, it's been fooling some people, so hopefully it doesn't continue giving us these kind of fits throughout the rest of this game. Foul tip for called for strike two. Make it 1-2 here. Two-way here in the top half of the third inning here. Score remains 0-0. As both teams have had runners in scoring position, but just not quite able to get them across the plate. The pitch hits them right in the ribs. Can feel that one. I'll send Ben off to first.
I'm going to bring Twaits into the batter's box.
Nick is someone that we need to get going.
Yes, we do.
Needs to get hot.
That's been a little cold, but we know he has it in him, so.
Got runners on first and third here. Ben at first, Riley at third yet.
And the pitcher steps off again. For no surprise, but.
That's a pitch. Nick showing a bunt as Ben takes off for second. So I'll put runners on second and third. With Nick up and Reese on deck. And as Layman's coach goes out and talks with their pitcher. I don't know. There's definitely a guy you don't want to give anything nice to, but then we got Reese Holman, another good bat right behind him, so got to do something.
Yeah, and this pitcher doesn't throw overly hard, but, I mean, he's got, like we said, some pretty good stuff. Uh-huh. And, I mean, he's been fooling some people and throwing plenty of strikes, so.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they attack here, Mr. Twaits here. And Nick, as you all know, heading to Kent State next year to continue pitching. And Reese Rogers on deck going to Muskegum.
I think that's how you say it. I always say Muskingum or whatever, and I get corrected.
Yeah. So. Up there in Michigan. Coach heads back into the dugout here. Nick steps up to the plate. Runners second and third here with two outs. The 0-0 ball game. The bottom is for top of the third inning. The first pitch is curveball. And a dirt for ball one for Nick.
So we got a 1-1 count. Two outs.
A 1-1.
Runners on second and third.
Curveball to Nick right down the third baseline, right over the bag. That'll score Riley. That'll score Ben from second as Nick heads to second.
And they're easy.
Heads in there for a double. So that would give Nick Twaits a big two-out, two-RBI double. Should give us our first runs of the ball game.
Just what we needed. That was a nice shot.
So I'll bring up Reese Rogers here to the plate as Nick standing on second.
And he's been hot, so.
Reese has been.
He's on fire, really. So let's tag another one on here.
Followed by Cody Shinneberry on deck. Another step off here with Indians Rogers.
Do you ever step off that much as a pitcher?
Not in one inning.
Yeah, geez. This is unbelievable. I should have started counting a long time ago.
Makes a pickoff throw to second. Bad throw into the dirt. Gets past the shortstop. As Nick trots over to third base.
Yeah, it was, he had it coming for him for how much he steps off.
Yeah, I say. That's why I say get the batter sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Paying
Nick,
way too much attention.
Nick had a barely had much of a lead and still third back there. Mm-hmm. So I'll put Nick Twaits over third. A three steps to the plate yet without a pitch. There's two outs here. The Indians are up 2-0 here, top of the third inning, out at Lehman Catholic Ball Field. Reese takes ball one in the dirt. Say, Lehman Catholic, they've been a pretty good program lately. Say, looks like they've had 4 or 5 sectional championships in a row until last year it broke. But I remember we played them, what, my senior year, and they've been a pretty good team. Well coached. Reese takes. Next pitch, just a bit inside for ball two. Next count here, 2-0. For Mr. Rogers, he's been seeing it well.
And he singled his first time up, so it'd be nice if we saw that again.
Be a big RBI for him. Takes ball three.
We're not giving him much.
Say, pitcher's down 3-0 right away here. It's Mr. Shinneberry on deck.
I don't know, I'd still give him the green light here, but.
Yep.
Say, but Cody hasn't been hitting bad either, and we got him on deck. But
the whole, yep, give the bottom a chance here. Yep, nice. Go ahead, put him on here. So, out of a walk there for Reese. Put runners here on first and third. Bring up our catcher, Cody Shinneberry, up to the plate with 2 outs. Like you said, Cody hasn't been seeing it too bad either, say.
Last couple games, so.
Nice little clutch base hit for him. Be big for the squad.
So I think down in Dayton, he went 3 for 3, so he had a nice hitting day down there at fifth, third field, so.
Cody calls time here as the pitcher's been set here for about 10 seconds, it seems like.
That's a good call by Cody.
We got Reese down at first base, Nick down at third. He pulls a little fake pickoff move.
I think even the Cindy Lehman fans are saying worry about the batter, so.
Pitch to Cody, curveball. I got some batters earlier.
Cody. I think that one folded in too. There.
That's strike one there for Cody.
Kind of a three-quarter swing right there. Reese goes.
Slow little grounder to first. First baseman fields it. Heads over to first. Steps on the bag for the third out of the inning. So that'll be complete the top half of the third inning, but not before the Indians do some damage, as the score is 2-0.
Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hull Brothers website, hullbros.com. Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. Give us a call today.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here in the bottom of third inning as the Indians lead 2-0 here out at Lehman Catholic. Up for the Cavaliers are 3-4-5 for them.
And we welcome Jeff Hobbs. And
that's what I said, FOP, right? Friend of the program?
Yes, sir.
I was just good to see they sent the A-team out here today, boys.
Oh, I don't know.
We bring the A-team out. Leave Calpe and the big boy at home. It's and actually good to see some finally you guys some weather. If you guys been doing these games, man, I mean, geez, peasy. It's a nice day out here, beautiful. Lehman does a great job. I mean, Wendy, you know about playing out here. This is a good environment.
Yep. Yeah, Neil told us we'd be outside today. I was a little bit worried, but ended up being a perfect day to be outside.
Ground ball to third base, easy first out. So, I like what you see out of Drew. I mean, threw a lot of pitches in that bottom of the first. I mean, loaded the sacks, but, tough kid, found a way to get out, and he's just seems like he's getting stronger now throwing strikes.
Yep, so building up that confidence a bit is a big thing for him. He's, like you said, getting ahead quite a bit of him. He struggled a little bit to find his own a few times, but
I follow Lehman a little bit here in town. I got a couple of buddies that have kids on this team, and this young man at the plate now, he swings a big bat. I mean, he just hits a line drive down the line. He's only going to go for a single, but he swings a bat to Magoto. His dad was an All-American at Wittenberg, and his grandpa was his All-Fame football coach at Piqua. So that's good bloodlines, a good family.
So I'll put Magoto on first, bringing up, as Ryan said earlier, the UD commit, Owen Smith, to the plate.
Yeah, and Owen's a really nice athlete, good football player, and really, really has had a nice career for Lehman, and he's one of their true stalwarts left in baseball. I mean, this team, I think, were they 6-4 coming in,
yep.
I mean, the league they play in is so bad, and it's just, they have played up in class. We've played them, and we've kind of owned them for about maybe 4-5-0 over the last 3 or 4 years. Including one that Wendy will remember, a little memorable action at the old Wittenberg Stadium, the home that Jeff Hobbs built. Oh, no, that wasn't me. Actually, didn't even play in it. That was in the new stadium. But regional semifinal game from...
That was a fun one.
That was a lot of fun. It sure was.
Big swing and miss foul tip there for Mr. Smith.
Man, Drew's got to get down in the zone. Everything was up, and then, you watch his mechanics. And again, Wendy, you were a true tactician on the mound. I mean, you don't have to throw a through a wall. And Drew throws it pretty good for a guy that's not very big, but he stands up a little bit. And now he's getting down a little bit. The ball's driving down a little bit, and he's a lot harder to hit.
Yeah, like you said, first size. He's a little sneaky fast. That's what I've always seen from him.
Well, Drew's always been a tough kid. He's always for his size. He's always been a little smaller, but he's growing a little bit now. But he's always a gamer. He's a tough kid and always has been.
She got a 2-2 count.
That's a big out. I mean, that's, again, throws it right by him. I mean, Owen Smith's probably arguably the best player on this team, and, Drew just threw right by him for the second out.
That's big there. I'll bring up their catcher, R.J. Bertini, another sophomore on the squad.
Well, really like the shortstop's a nice player. He's going to be good. He's a freshman.
Yep.
And, our shortstop's okay. I mean, got some serious hair. Has big, getting two big runs. Nick had a big swing there in the top of the inning to get on the board. He's going to kind of crack the board. Yeah,
Nick's on has been about due for one of them.
Yeah, that's why I was over here talking to Grandpa, and he said the same thing. And hey, Kate took a marginal call third strike. He looked a little up, and it's been up and down a little bit. But Kate will probably tell you it's a pitch he should have driven.
Mm-hmm.
pitch. Easy. Just
ground ball to shortstop. Flips it over to second to Ben Will. The third out of the inning. So that'll end the third as the Indians are up 2-0.
Did old man winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccinations are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here at the top of the fourth inning here, leading off with right fielder Ethan Shane, followed by DH Ian Hellman and Riley Post. Say, Ethan, his last time up, had a ground ball to the pitcher, but not before a hard fought at bat.
Yeah, it was a good at bat. I mean, Shaney fouled off a couple long ones down the line and ended up check swinging it. You know, it turns out to be basically a sacrifice, and we couldn't get the runs in with two outs, but... Again, this, you know, we talked, this, you guys have watched all the games and you've seen them all. I mean, there's that proud dad right there. That pop up in the infield, geez. And, but, you know, these guys, if they're going to make a run, and they're good enough to make a run with that top end pitching, you're that good. But, you know, for these guys to go to the next level and win it, I mean, guys like Shaney that have been there and been in the program, guys like Cody Shinaberry, I mean, Posty's going to play. I mean, you know, and they got some nice young kids, but you don't have to really worry about them. You got to worry about those. That ball's hit well, right at the left fielder, though.
Get a little swing there, free, and fly out to the left fielder, but
that's about the fourth ball. It's been hit right on the screws that have been out. But, you know, I think that, again, if they're going to go where they want to go, those guys have got to get something done and, you know, and be confident at the plate. And Cassius Metzger, I mean, just some guys that are seniors have been in the program for 4 years. And, you know, obviously, Willie's struggling a little bit. But Willie's Willie. He's going to play and he's going to do things right and make things happen and get on base. And
well, that's like that state-run team a few years back, you know. Your bottom lineup, you got Nate Lachtefeld and guys like Ben Will. And,
yeah.
I mean, they found ways to get on.
Well, again, you know, he's a great comment, Ryan. Those guys were four-year baseball players. Yeah. They were guys that some of them played JV as a junior, you know. And then the next year, you had guys like Ross Homan. I mean, Ross Homan was a catalyst on that team 2 years ago. Just a leader, a tough kid, did everything right. He's a guy that was a program player. You know, you got those guys right now. Yeah. Shaney and Posty and Shinaberry have been program players. Cassius Metzger has waited their turn, you know. And again, you're not going to be this good if you don't have top end talent like Cade and Twaits and Reese, those guys that played as sophomores and freshmen. But you know, to go to that next level, and again, you know all about that, Wendy. I mean, you know, the guys you know, for us, the reason we were so good is because we had other guys that could carry us when, you know, you or Jackson or, you know, struggled at the plate a little bit.
And takes all 1 through 9.
Yeah, it does. It does. And, you know, and again, this team, I mean, they expect to go to Columbus. And that, you know, right now, you know, it was obviously very disappointing, the loss to New Bremen. I mean, I follow these guys on every game and on Twitter. And as Riley strikes out swinging, it ends the inning. So quick inning there for the Indians, 1-2-3.
Yep, so that'll end the top half of the fourth. Still a score of 2-0, your Indians.
Running late, can't
can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing your products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget-Me-Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget-Me-Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
We're back here in the bottom of the fourth inning as the DH, Ryan Schmidt, is up to the plate as he flew out to Ethan Shane last time in the right field with a 1-1 count.
And Ryan's he's a really good golfer. His dad's one of my really good friends. I hang out with him all the time in the morning, so we work out the Y. But Ryan's a four-year baseball player, and again, kind of guys really come up through the program and really get a chance to play here. Right in the kitchen there. Good pitch by Drew. Got inside and fouled him straight back.
He looks like a pretty tall.
He's big. He's 6'4". I mean, dad's probably 6'2". I mean, Ryan's 6'4". I mean, he's turned into a nice looking kid. And he's our number one golfer, probably a 43, 44 guy. Or maybe even a little better than that, 41, 42. We were talking at the break about Dave King. I mean, Dave King's been here forever. I mean, I think he has 3,598 wins as a coach at Lehman Catholic, and not very many of them against Fort Recovery, though.
Nope.
And I think it frustrates the heck out of him. Big out.
Ground ball to shortstop Cade Wendell. Throws over to first for the first out of the inning.
Routine right there. Good job by 1-4. Came and got it, and kind of that in-between hop and made it look easy.
Say one thing that Indians really focused down lately this week is I feel like their defense been a lot cleaner. Kind of hurt them a little bit, that New Bremen game, but...
Well, I think that you're trying to figure out who's going to be behind the plate. You know, Cade's obviously, I think, your best catcher, but he's also your best shortstop. Yep. So, you know, feeling good about Cody being back there. I mean, again, Cody's done a nice job.
He's improved quite a bit.
Yep. And so putting Cade out shortstop and Benny solid at second base, and Reese has been solid at third base. Has been a little bit of a revolving door post. He plays there some, and, you know, got different posts he's playing there. You had Riley playing there today, so... Tell you what, he's pounding the zone right now. He's getting stronger. I mean, he's throwing the ball better now than he was in the first inning. Good pitch. Curveball and, boy, late swing there. 0-2 pitch, and he was completely fooled.
Yeah, so it looks like, he's looking a lot better than what he was earlier and got that confidence back, a little bit of swagger out there.
Well, we were talking at the break, too, about the back. I mean, you know, Indians with a tough loss against New Bremen, so that's not, it's not one they expected to lose. And so they pretty much got to get some things done, and big win against Versailles. I mean, we've kind of owned Versailles for the most part, but that's still a big one. 9 innings at home the other night.
Beating their best, too, pitchers,
Yep, and then you got to come to next week and swing and a miss, strike three. So 2 outs in the inning, but you got Coldwater next week in Parkway too. Yep. I think two we've struggled against Parkway.
Yes, we have.
And then Coldwater obviously has usually been the cream of the league. You know, I think change this year, you jump up to Division III, so that's a team that you're probably going to see in the district.
Yep, I hope to see them in district finals.
Actually, I was talking to your dad a little bit today and looking to their scouting them and getting out and trying to get some things done. Again, terrific coaching staff that Jerry Galp has always had. course, the paper, and you're talking to the dads that I know. Know a little bit about him. Actually, getting the number one. The guy on the mound's the number one, and he's only a sophomore, but, you know, serviceable.
Yeah, so he's not too bad.
It's good.
Nice curve good ball.
Stuff. Yeah, decent breaking ball. Tell you what, again, he's just getting better there. I mean, just throws it by him again, high fastball, and on a 2-0 count, reached back and got some. And again, big senior class. So, I mean, Drew's going to be a guy that they're going to call on in the next couple of years to be one of those guys. I mean, again, look at that dugout. How many good young players are over there. I mean, Ian Holman's playing. Riley Post is playing. And Joe Holman's a nice
freshman up
today. Yeah, you got a whole dugout full. It's kind of neat to be able to bring them on the road and let them taste this a little bit.
I'm having fun in the dugout.
Yeah.
That dugout's fun to be in.
Yeah.
Will Holman leading charge.
He always does. That's a Holman trait, boys. Yeah. I mean, when Willie was a sophomore 2 years ago, man, there wasn't a whole lot better. Him stalking people on Facebook and then calling them out. And none better than district final game in Minster. Jeez.
Good pitch,
boy. Tell you what, he's getting better and better. 1, 2, 3 goes Lehman. What do you got now? We got about four in the books.
Yep, and a four. Your Indians are still up 2-0.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Electric power, we take it for granted until on. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalf at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
We're back here at top of the fifth inning. Leading off for your Fort Recovery Indians is Cade Wendell, followed by Will Holman and Ben Holman.
I'm going to go on record. I'm going to say the Indians get at least three this inning. Top of the order.
There.
And, Cade had a rocket his first time up, and then got called out on a marginal pitch, and Willie's 0 for 2. So
there do. Say top has been seen a batter well, pitcher well, but.
And we just got if you're listening for a softball score, Indians up 7-3 right now here at Lehman Catholic. Beautiful night here in lovely Sydney, Ohio, boys and girls.
It's a beautiful day.
It is. It's about as good as we've seen.
Yep.
I had a guy the other day say it's been so cold. Thank God for global warming, because the whole planet might have frozen. You know, these two brainiacs that I'm sitting next to.
I don't know about that.
Good hold. That's good. That's a good take right there. Take that breaking ball first time up, and almost reminded me of 7 there. You know, he's got 14. He thinks he's twice as good as you.
Struck out a few times.
Yeah, he probably at least twice as many. Because he didn't strike out very many times. Pretty nice career, though. You got to be proud of little brother. He's a 4-year varsity player, and again, been to Columbus twice and hoping to get there again.
Yep. So it'd be fun watching him up the Lake Erie then, too.
Yeah. That's all right. It's a marginal pitch there. 2-0 inside corner. Good pitch. Yeah, big week for the Indians this week. I mean, you got Rushi, and they're probably again Rushi Anna, the cream of the Shelby County League. I mean, the league that I'm used to seeing on a regular basis. And you know, actually, Fairlawn is a lot better this year. They got 3 wins, and they won 1 last year. And then they actually, you'll love this, Wendy. They started 9 freshmen a week ago. 9, and they're pretty good. I mean, it's that was a pitch he called him out on the last time. Yeah. Lehman dugout not happy about that call, but that's the one they punched him on the last time. Nine freshmen. So, Ronnie, why is that a record? That is a state record. Nine freshmen. Why is that a record?
Why is that a record?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. Tell him, Cole, why is that a record?
Every position.
There's only nine that can start. Okay, well, you know, how many guys?
You called me a brainiac. I told you I didn't know.
Master of the obvious over here. Yeah, I mean, I think even Bob Stalker would have got that one. Galpy, maybe. Guy's been hitting the head with too many hammers. Told you, it's good to be here with the A-team. I hope they're listening.
I know Dave went up to Pittsburgh to go watch his daughter row.
Oh, really? That's cool. Let's see, we're running on this pitch. What do you think? Nope. He flinched there. Catcher's actually decent. Got a decent arm. So this will be a good test. See what kind of jump it. The borrower's a little slow to the plate, though, so, I mean, he does actually shorten it, slide step a little bit.
Pitch out
and he's still safe.
Yep. Doesn't help, he kind of lobbed it.
Yeah, he did. I was going to say, pitch out, and he got to throw it hard. Yeah, Willie's due. I mean, this would be a good place for him to step up and rip one. You know, then he can trade places with Kay because the next pitch he'll be standing on second base. Or, heck, hit one the gap. You know, nice. Trade places easy. Ronnie, where are you going to college?
Might just stick around and get a lake campus yet.
Yeah, you almost can't beat it.
Nothing wrong with
you
it.
You thinking engineering?
I'm thinking engineering.
You all together for all 4 years?
Yeah,
it's unbelievable.
Save you lots of money.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. You walk out of there and you have no debt and you have a 4-year engineering degree.
Yeah, can't complain with that.
Nope.
That was my kind of thought process. But
and you may end up with a scholarship. I mean, fairly sharp animal.
We'll see.
I mean, heck, if our boy Jacob Homan can get it, that's ripped. That is ripped. Boy, almost shortstop, almost got it. Kate had to hold up, and so Jerry's going to have to hold him at third, but that was a shot. That a boy, Will Holman. A little frustration out on that baseball.
He got a hold of her.
Now back for the Indians, Holman.
I'll bring up Ben Holman with runners here on first and third with no outs.
Benny took one for the team the last time.
Yep, a rib cage shot.
So first and third, nobody out. I'm starting to look like Nostradamus here. I said three, though, so we got some work to do. Decent little crowd here at Lehman tonight. Get some good weather.
So I've been following along a little bit on Twitter. Looks like Jackson's playing well this season.
Yeah, actually, thanks for asking. They're playing at Clark State today in Springfield. He'll go tomorrow in the second game. It'll be the fourth game of the second doubleheader. They didn't throw through. I was going to say, geez. But, he's 3-2 with 3.40 ERA, and Edison just has not been great. They've been kind of disappointing. Last year they were talented. They had all the Puerto Rican players, but they were dysfunctional. This year they're not quite as dysfunctional, but they're not near as talented. And so actually Dylan Arnold, you remember Dylan played with us some. He's starting shortstop yet, and he's having a nice year. Again, he's a freshman and 2-0. Second, third, nobody out, and Ben Holman, 2-0 count. This is where Benny should look for a dead red right here and sit on one. But actually, his first loss of the year, he gave up one unearned run in the first game, went complete game, and lost 1-0. So that, you know, our team got 3 hits total. So
that was really tough.
Yeah, and he's gone through. He actually, one of his losses, he got beat by, his other loss was he got beat by Sinclair, gave up 6 runs, and actually gave 7 runs, 6 runs,
never
and 1
a bad loss.
No, and again, he threw the ball pretty well. Really, it wasn't like they were in rockets, but a lot of MAC talent there. I mean, Malave Bettinger, he actually had 2 of the hits off Jackson. And actually, the hardest play, he hit 5-hole single and a ground ball in the hole at second, but then he had a rocket the center fielder, and the center fielder caught it. Okay. So
he had a big old grand slam the other week.
He's amazing. Guy hits like 270 at Toledo and comes home, and now he's playing at Sinclair. He'll probably end up back at UD or Wright State. I mean, he's just a pure natural hitter. Edison actually had them beat twice.
Really?
Edison or Sinclair walked off twice on them. 2-2 pitch here for Ben Holman. And he swings and misses. So good pitch there by Barhorse. And see if Nick Twist, you know, if I'm Dave King, I'm not pitching to him right here. I'm going to put him on. Mm-hmm. I might have put him on the last time.
Well, we thought that too. I don't know. Reese Rogers.
At least you set up the force. And I mean, you know, he hit a hard ground ball. At least you get an out somewhere. But Nick hit a rocket his first time right to the center fielder. And then he hit one down the line for a 2 RBI double last time.
No matter how cold Nick is, he's always scary up to play.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and he's got as good eye as, you know, anybody other than Kate on the team. So it's like, you know, he's not going to get cheated. He's going to swing at good pitches. Two on, one out here, second and third. Nick Twaits at the plate. RBI situation. And again, this is good at bat here. You got to at least get one. But you'd like to get two and keep the merry-go-round moving. Way up.
Like a knuckleball almost he's trying to throw over.
That's almost right now. He seemed like the old unintentional walk. He doesn't look like he doesn't want any part of Nick Twaits. You said Reese Rogers on deck, and Reese lined a single to right his first time up. So
he's been about as hot as anyone else on this team has been. Had a couple hits at Brazil's the other night.
And it says a good approach. Again, Reese, the kid has played a ton of summer baseball and having a nice senior year. 2-0 pitch, ball three. They're not even close. This is where Jerry's got some, you turn this guy loose right here on 3-0. If he sits on one dead red, I think I would.
Absolutely.
But we'll see. Knowing Nick the way I know him, he's probably going to take this one. Nope, he swung. Line drive to the left, and that'll score a run. Sacrifice fly, so well done there. I mean, got the pitch he wanted, hit a rocket right at the left fielder. And what is that, about the fifth one of those? But, again, bottom line, sacrifice fly and RBI.
So I'll bring Kate across the plate. We'll say a second, but bring up Reese Rogers.
3-0 good guys, and if we're going to get my three runs here, Reese hits one on the softball field here. I mean, a couple two-out hits. Willie at second base with two outs and big lefty, Reese Rogers. He's 1-for-2 on the day.
Did he get walked his second
time? Did he walk his second time?
I think he might have.
Yep. So he's 1-for-1 with a walk. And that's right, Cody came to play. You're right. I guess what I'd be doing right here, too. Oh, that's ripped.
Shot out the right field.
Are you kidding me?
Right to him every single time.
That was a rocket.
But
he needs to get what? One
across to make the lead. 3-0. Yep. 5.5.
Boys, it's been fun. The friend of the program checks out. Good to see you guys. Yep. And again, bottom line, A team. You two are the A team.
I don't know about that. Yep. Nice having you.
Take it home, boys. Good to see you.
Hey, we'll see you.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/joinourteam or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Your Fort Recovery Indians up 3-0. Drew Mullenkamp out on the mound yet with their layman's top lineup. Tyler Lachey. His first pitch is line drive right over the second baseman's head. Out the right field as Ethan Chain fields it, tosses it in the second cleanly.
And almost lands on his face, it looked like. Took a wrong step, I think.
So, the second hit of the game that Drew gave up.
Looks like Jerry's going to take a visit out to the old mound.
I'm sure he's probably getting up there in his pitch count after walking quite a bit of walks in the first, second inning.
So, I wouldn't be surprised to see a new young pitcher.
Joe Hellman's heading out there.
Yeah, I can't complain with like Drew's outing.
Riley Post is grabbing the ball, and Joe Hellman's heading to third. So we'll take a quick break here as Riley Post gets warmed up for the Indians at the top half of the, or bottom half of the fifth inning.
Looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, the 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back here after that pitching change with what brought Riley Post up to the mound as he moved from third base, and taking over Riley's spot at third is Joe Hellman. So Riley steps up with no outs here, runner on first base, Matt Lehman's two-hole, the freshman shortstop, Alex Keller, as he fouls one off out of play to right field. Say, Riley's eaten up some innings for the Indians this year. He hasn't been pitching too bad.
Yeah, say, I know he outed against South Adams a little bit, but
say, he didn't give up a few runs, but he's also playing against number three team in the state of Indiana, so
yeah, it's tough.
He's got some good stuff. Say, he shows a lot of potential. He's not a small guy. That throws pretty hard, too.
He throws a pretty nice-looking breaking ball in there for a strike, so he's up 0-2 on the Lehman batter.
Oof. That couldn't have missed by much, but a little bit low. Eighth count here, 1-2.
Lehman's got a runner on first.
No outs here with their three-hole. Bryce Kennedy on deck. Good pickoff move by Riley there back to first.
Looked like he was getting a sizable lead out there and to keep him in line.
A little hit and run action going on there. Keep count here, 1-2. I'm a little surprised that pitch rally tonight, but shows maybe they're thinking about throwing Cade or Nick for a few innings tomorrow.
Yeah.
So they got Joe in the pen yet, because I know JV plays, so I'm not sure if he'll be calling up any freshmen or not.
Yeah, so like Ryan Post is, I know he's more than capable of throwing a couple innings, but.
Ground ball to Ben Hellman, second baseman. Throw the second.
Kate
makes a nice scoop over there to getting out of second.
Yeah, and that's big.
Get the lead runner.
Not batting for the Cavaliers, Bryce Kennedy.
Could be a fearless choice there for Keller, and I'll bring up the three-hole, Bryce Kennedy.
Ooh.
That'll be a where'd that hit him at?
That smoked him.
him right in the arm.
Right in the arm. So
might leave a bruise.
Can't look too happy about it walking down there.
And it looks like he's got plenty of... He's a pretty big dude. I think he can handle it.
I'll put runner there on first and second. Bringing up Magoto to the plate, who struck out once and also had... Yeah, they also had a hit. He fouls the first pitch back above our heads. So Indians holding on to a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. One out. Riley Post throws next pitch into the dirt.
We'll advance the runners. Wild pitch.
The runners there on second and third, yes. With one out yet. With a 1-1 count here for Magoto.
And one out in the inning.
That's a shot right on the third baseline, right over the third baseman's head. That'll score one. That'll score two. As Magoto heads over to second on the throw home.
That was one heck of a toss by Nick Twaits out there in left.
It was. Showing off that cannon.
But still not soon enough, so.
That base hit will bring in two runs to close the gap to a 3-2 Fort Recovery Indian lead. And that'll bring up Owen Smith, center fielder. Struck out last time. So it does look like softball game is done over there. So they don't have a final score from it yet, but they were up 7-4 last we saw.
There we go.
Two quick strikes here for Smith. Count is 1-2. Layman center fielder. One out yet. There's a runner on second base for Riley Post. Pitch called. Looking strike three.
Paints the outside corner. Beautiful pitch by Riley Post.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That'll be the second out of the inning. That'll bring up their catcher, RJ Bertini. He's grounded out to the shortstop both times today. That was a big second out. They scored as one. That was a big second out for Riley there. Foul ball in right field. Reese chases it down, but just out of play. Just out of reach for him. Leave him with an 0-1 count here with their DH, Ryan Schmidt, on deck. Another nice pitch painting the outside corner for strike two.
He's ahead 0-2 in the count, so
see what kind of stuff he has here.
See if we can't get him chasing some.
Nice curveball for check swing, strike three. So after five complete, Lehman Cavaliers do a little bit of damage. Score of 3-2.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Running
running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Ains at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
All right, we are back here at the top of the sixth inning with Fort Recovery 3-2 lead over the Laban Catholic Cavaliers. Leading off for the Indians here is Cody Shinneberry, followed by Ethan Shane and Ian Hillman. Cody got on his errors first at bat. And the ground out to his, to the first baseman, second at bat. The ground ball right past pitcher, shortstop fields it, throws over to first for the first out of the inning. It's a nice play there by the freshman shortstop there for the layman. That'll bring up the senior right fielder, Ethan Shane. Ethan had a good at bat his first at bat. A fly out his last at bat, a little. We'll see what he does here. If he stays hot. The fly ball at the center field. Center fielder is chasing it down with second out of the inning. Be two outs here with the DH, Ian Hillman. Rally Post, the pitcher on deck. Takes the first pitch in there for strike one. Yeah, maybe they did ride together.
Yeah, we got the softball team.
Softball team wandering around after their final up being 7-4. They got a victory over the Cavaliers.
Say we should try and get Lydia Wenning on the radio talking about her three-run bomb, but we'll have to wait and see. Maybe talk to her in the next break.
Big breaking curveball there. Ian Hillman, he fouls it off on the third baseline. 0-2 count here for the sophomore Ian Hillman. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. 3-2 Fort Recovery lead over the Cavaliers on this beautiful Friday evening of baseball. So the wind's been blowing for a little while, but it's not too bad. Ian Hillman.
That is a shot in the gap,
hard
but
ball. Left fielder left chases gets it down. It almost looked like a double right off the bat.
I say. Damn.
Hung up there for a bit. So that'll be 5.5 complete as your Indians lead 3-2.
Someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
We are back here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Your four recovery innings leading 3-2. Up for the Lehman Cavaliers. Leading off of them is Ryan Schmidt, followed by Mitchell Solomon and Drew Barhorst.
And we welcome Lydia Wenning on as our guest after the softball team got a 7-4 victory over the Sentinel Lehman softball team. So how'd you feel about that shot in the first inning?
Felt pretty good. It's kind of unexpected, but it was good.
So what part of the fence you clear there?
Right center.
Happen to know what the feet were there? Or not?
I have no
idea. Not quite.
Your foot bomb?
Clear the fence by quite a bit?
Yeah, I think so. Got a hold of it pretty good.
Oh, see, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That's first of the year for you?
Yep.
Start working on home run trot?
Yeah.
I think second in career, though, if I remember right.
That's correct.
Yeah, young career too, so.
Yeah.
A big strikeout there for Riley Post. I'll retire Schmidt and bring up the 8-hole, Mitchell Solomon. So you guys are having a pretty good season so far. 6-5 is what I heard. Mm-hmm. A couple big wins over St. Henry and.
Yeah.
Say pretty young team too, for the most part.
Yeah.
Some seniors and.
So how do you feel about the new coach? I know I've heard good things, but, I mean, obviously the record's looking pretty good, so.
Yeah, she's doing a great job. I mean, we're going to have to adjust a little bit, but I think we're doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
Hopefully this will stick around for us.
Yeah, well, that would be nice. I'd say she has a good start, and with a young team, I think she'd be able to develop it. So I'm guessing Holman on the mound tonight?
Yep.
How'd she do?
She's pretty good, yeah.
Strikeouts, punished. Heard she's coming around, so.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good sophomore class in softball, it sounds like.
Yep.
Solomon down 0-2 right away here. The Raleigh Post still working him out on the mound.
So who's your guys' next game? Pretty question. Not quite sure?
Not quite sure.
Got a 2-2 count.
Foul back right over our heads. Nice curveball in there for strike three. Looking for the second out of the inning. Now to bring the pitcher Drew Barhorst up to the plate with two away for the Cavaliers here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
So who else were the hot bats tonight? Counted for the other four runs.
Pretty good. Couple shots out to the field, but that's about it.
Not a whole bunch of hits?
Not a whole bunch, but everybody did hit pretty well tonight. So
you just took advantage of them when you could, is that?
Okay.
I got you.
A win's a win.
Yeah, you always take them.
Dang right.
Quick 2-0 here to the batter, Drew Barhorst.
Now, any of your brothers happen to be in attendance?
No.
No. Oh.
Not even mom and dad.
Oh, you're kidding.
They went to go see, watch Wes play spring game. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, at least Wes has an excuse to get out of. I don't know where Owen's at, but.
Owen's sitting at home, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure Big Sis is going to get to rub it into him that she's got a little more pop in her bat than he does.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Now it'll be a walk to the pitcher Barhorst. I'll put a runner on first as Lehman brings the top of their order. Tyler Lachey, who had a base hit, was the last time up.
So you probably haven't got to see much of the baseball team yet this year, have you?
No, I have not.
I say it's good you get to catch a little bit of baseball here.
Oh, yeah. Learn from it.
Learn, there you go.
Say, it's nice you guys probably first time playing in the warmth this year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Feels good to get out here and play some warm weather.
On the field.
Yeah.
You got one strike on the batter. Riley throws it down to first. Hold the runner on first.
So you're a sophomore, is that correct?
Yep.
So how many sophomores you guys have on the team?
Five, I believe.
Five?
Yep.
And quite a couple freshmen?
Yeah, three freshmen.
Fouls one back. 1-2 count. Two outs in the eight.
Like Ryan said earlier, say it looks like, I mean, having fun this year and hopefully winning continues and...
Yeah. We're going to be a competitive softball team. And that's something Fort Recovery hasn't had for a little while, so mm-hmm. That's a good sign.
That's yeah, we're fun to watch.
Yeah, we're young, so a lot of room for improvement here.
Yeah. So how many seniors we got this year?
Two.
Taylor
Tin, Taylor Greasy, and...
That's it,
okay.
Yeah. Two Taylors.
Okay.
Nice pitch, ball, roller is shortstop, flips over to second for the third out of the inning.
And we'd like to thank Lydia Wenning for joining us and talking a little bit about their win they got here down at Sidney Lehman. So,
congrats,
thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks for being on.
Yep.
I'll finish the sixth inning with the Fort Recovery Indian lead, 3-2.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Hey, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
And we're back here for more Indian baseball at the top of the seventh inning. Your Indians are up 3-2. Leading off this inning is the pitcher, Riley Post, followed by the top of the order, Cade Wendell and Will Homan. The Indians hold on to a one-run lead as they scored two runs early on in the third inning, added on another one in the fifth, and then Lehman scored two more in the bottom of the fifth. So, like that, a few more insurance runs here as Lehman has their 2-3-4 up in their order. Riley first pitch in the hole at shortstop. He goes, gets it, makes a nice play, nice deep throw.
The first baseman. Yep. That was...
So he went back in the hole and got that one. And it was a long throw, but he made it. That's one out, one away for the Indians, which will bring up the leadoff Cade Wendell with Will Homan on deck.
Got on base with a walk last time up.
Correct, a walk. Got a strikeout looking, which was a very questionable call.
And I think that was a full count there,
about
too.
That same pitch right there. It was just called for a ball and then fly out to center. But say, top of the order seems about due. Say, we had to lean off last time they were up and...
We've had a couple shots, but just every time it seems to be right at their left or right fielder.
Take it inside for ball two. 2-0 the count.
we got the dugout making some noise down here.
Making the count 3-0, says Barhorse, been pitching the entire game, and say, I'm not sure how many pitches he has, but I'd say it's got to be 90-ish range.
He's got to be getting up there. And
he hasn't thrown too many walks, but he's seen a lot of batters.
And as Jeff Hobbs said earlier, it's Sidney Lehman's ace on the mound. Yep. So
their young ace taking in there for strike one, 3-1 count. See, yeah, he hasn't walked many, but I know a few of our guys had long two-strike at-bats.
Mm-hmm.
He's still grinding. Pitch. Long foul ball at the right field.
That'll make it a full count.
The payoff pitch. Ripped out the right field for a base hit. By the right fielder. Tossed it in. That'll be a single there for Mr. Wendell.
That was a nice at bat.
Yes, it was. So he was due for one of those this game. I'll bring up Will Holman to the plate with one out and Benny on deck. So Cade stole second last time on the second pitch.
Will had an absolute shot by the shortstop at his last at bat.
Yep,
so
yep.
Hopefully we can get something like that again. Pitcher steps off again. It's got to be a record by now, don't you think? My goodness. I guess I don't watch that much baseball, but yeah, I should have.
Another pickoff move. Okay, one out here yet. Top of the seventh inning. Indians sporting a 3-2 lead. Cade takes off. Will swing and a miss. Cade in there easily. So that'll be an 0-1 count there for Will. Runner on second base here with one out. Didn't hear earlier say Lady Indians won a game down here at Lehman with a score of 7-4. And they play tomorrow up against Spencerville. Did you catch where they're playing at?
I did not catch where they're playing at. Ask quick.
So the Indians have a 6-5 record this year for the ladies. Will smoke shot up the middle. Shortstop makes a nice play. Throws over to first, and Cade stays at second. So that'll be a 6-3 out there for Will. Cade stays at second, and I'll bring up Ben Holman with two outs.
And the Lady Indians softball team says they have a doubleheader at home tomorrow against Spencerville. So.
Girls are playing at home, Spencerville doubleheader. Boys varsity's at Rushi, a doubleheader starting at 11 a.m. And JV boys are also home doubleheader at 11 a.m. So if you're not doing anything, it should be a beautiful day to get out and watch some Fort Cover Indian ball.
There's plenty of it, it sounds like.
Nice first pitch breaking ball called strike there for Ben Holman. The Indians would love to see one more run across the plate. Get Mr. Riley Post a little bit of insurance here for this game.
At least one would be nice.
So you got that one out there in scoring position. Just need to get him in here. Let's go, Ben.
Well, two out rally.
So you're trying to throw another breaking ball, but one looked a little bit different. I couldn't tell what that was for a ball. 1-1. With Nick Plates on deck. Just a bit outside. Ball two. The Indians have a big week of baseball next week. Monday, they're home against Walpock. Tuesday, they're at Parkway for the MAC game. And Thursday, they're home against Coldwater before prom on Friday night. You ready for prom?
Gotta be. I mean, should be a good time. Last one.
Who's your date?
going with Haley Duhamel this year, so we'll have to see about that.
So prom's always a fun time.
Yeah. Late night, but
Ben hits a rocket out to left field. Left fielder was dancing around that ball. Looked like it almost got him for a bit, but ended up catching that one for the third out of the inning. So that'll be 6.5 complete, and we're heading into the bottom of seventh with a 4-recovery Indian 3-2 lead.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Ford Escape. It has lots of options, including backup camera and Bluetooth. It has 34,000 miles, and it's priced at only $15,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
You're on. We're back here in the bottom half of the seventh inning, hoping to see a Fort Recovery Indian victory here as Riley Post takes the mound for this last inning. Layman's at with their two hole. Alex Keller, followed by Bryce Kennedy and Jared Magoto.
First pitch will go inside for ball one.
Say Keller's for the day is 0 for 2 with a walk.
And Post battles back and evens it up with a strike. So you got the count 1-1.
So this is a good little position here for Riley to be in here. There we go. Lead here in the last inning, one-run lead. He gets the first guy out. Ground ball to third baseman Joe Hellman, fields it cleanly. Throws over to Reese.
It's a big out.
It's a big first out. You're right. So I'll bring up Bryce Kennedy. He's hit the ball hard a couple times, but 0-for-1 with hit by pitch and a walk. He takes the first one inside for a strike. On the way here, say a win here would bring our record to 12-3, which we hope to see. He takes strike two on the outside corner, throw and two count. There's a little breaking ball in there. He swings at it. Fly ball to Will in center field. Looked like he almost lost
it. Yeah, say. Oh, Will, he's doing a little dance out there.
His arms up, looking like he didn't. Being F8 there.
He's out there holding his hands up in the air like, why are you down, man? But
putting on a show for us. I'll bring up Magoto to the plate, who's 2-for-3 with a double and a single. He takes ball one up. So Magoto had a double last time up. Also, the game's Layman's only two RBIs for them, so definitely do some damage with his bat. Quick 3-0 count here.
You got a battle back. Keep a runner off the base path.
Now be ball four as a tying run. Heads down to first.
Come on, Riley.
Batting for the Cavaliers. And it looks like they're going to try to get a pinch runner in for him. That'll bring up Owen Smith. up to the plate. Like Mr. Jeff Hobbs said earlier, is one of their better players in the program, so.
All-around athlete, so.
Definitely not the guy you want to see up, but he's been struggling his last two at-bats today. Strikeout swinging, the strikeout looking. He starts out with a big strike one. Like we said earlier, it's a good little challenge here for the young pitcher, Riley Post, getting some experience, pitching in clutch situations.
And, and Drew did.
Yeah, Drew pitched well, started off the game. So he struggled a little bit early on, but came back, found his groove, and pitched well. Didn't give up any runs.
Yeah, he came out on scarred, so.
It's a big called strike, too, there. Green count 0-2 here. Two outs, runner in first.
With Post in the driver's seat, so.
Ooh. So almost got him there. A little high breaking ball there. 1-2 the count. Pitch, another one, just a little bit up in the zone.
Evens the count at 2-2.
Strike three, swinging. And now we'll end the ball game. So four recovery Indians. Move on to 12-3 to win the game 3-2, and we'll be back with the recap.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales, or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
All right, we're back here at Lehman Catholic Field as the Indians took a 3-2 victory. Drew Mullenkamp started the game, pitched good 4-5 innings.
Yeah, can't complain.
Riley Post came in and threw another good couple innings. Gave up 2 runs, so a big double by them. But
I mean, big win with young pitchers on the mound. Yep. So
that's what you like to see.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Sydney had 3 hits on their 2 runs. They also had 9 strikeouts along with 9 left on base. And they move on to a 6-5 record. They're Indians. We moved on to a 12-3 record as we were still 4-1 in the MAC and also tied for first place. What, about a 3 or 4 way tie, I believe, with
Bremen and Coldwater?
Coldwater, and I believe St. Henry's up there, too, with one loss. Let's see. We had four hits with our three runs, and we left five guys on base, which isn't too bad, but four of the five were in running were in scoring position, which you like to see getting those across a little bit more, but I would take what we can get. But like you said, overall, wasn't a bad game. Young pitching on the mound, which is good for those guys.
Yeah, and I mean, just coming away with a victory. So, I mean, that's the most important thing. So,
say tomorrow we'll be on the air again. Be Bubba, Neil, and Ryan, you going to be there tomorrow?
We hope so.
Say, join them tomorrow at 11 a.m. It's the first game of doubleheader at Rushi. Girls softball also plays tomorrow, home doubleheader against Spencerville, and JV baseball is also home against Rushi, I believe. So, if you're not doing anything, get out and watch them. Got a big week games next week, Monday, like we said. We'll also be on air against Walpock. It's a makeup game. And then Tuesday night, we're at Parkway, which will be on WPGW. And Thursday night, we're home against Coldwater, also on WPGW. So, got a big week ahead of us, and hopefully the Indians can tack on some more wins, and hopefully some MAC wins to take control of that first place in MAC.
Get ahead of the race.
It'll be nice, but from Cole Wendell, the Ryan Brown. So, I'll catch you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.